Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And these headlines are brought to you by Dollar Bank. Get low home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. ESPN, the first to report, Hugh Jackson interviewed with the Steelers to be their next offensive coordinator. And it also looks like the Steelers are pretty close to naming Hank Fraley as their new offensive line coach. Those are headlines. Pony and Muller brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. Craig, when you hear the name Hugh Jackson, what's the first thing that pops into your head?
Loser.
What's the second thing that pops into your head?
It's hard to get past that first one, to be quite honest.
The second thing for me is our boy Todd Haley.
That is where this clip is born from.
Yep.
I have an opinion on it.
Yep. Yep, that's from the Hard Knocks. That was peak Hard Knocks.
One of the best
moments.
That
was as good as Hard Knocks gets there, where they just aired out and showed you the dysfunctional Browns. Where Haley's calling out Jackson's injured player philosophy in a meeting. And still to this day, one of my favorite things in Browns history was when they came here and lost to the Steelers. Hugh Jackson got fired, and for about 2 hours, Haley thought he was going to get promoted to head coach. He gets called into the GM's office, and they tell him, hey, you're fired too. And in that 2 hours, did he start to text his friends and family and tell them, hey, look, Hugh's out. I'm going to be head coach. That had to be a surreal day for him.
I thought he was going to get that job. I thought that's why he went there, yep. Was reading the writing
on the
wall.
And he's out of coaching now. I think he's coaching high school football, actually. Todd Haley, our boy, who's also becoming quite active on Twitter and blocks me. But anyways, I too think, love Bruce Gradkowski, but you know, when I think Hugh Jackson, I also think we're going to bring in a guy who's synonymous. I mean, he's the mayor of Loserville, USA, this guy. He was a loser with the Browns. I picture him as offensive coordinator with the Bengals when they didn't know how to win a playoff game. Hugh Jackson has been an offensive coordinator, Craig, for four different teams. Washington, Atlanta, the Raiders, and the Bengals. In 6 years as offensive coordinator, scoring offense, these are the following rankings for Hugh Jackson-led offenses. 23rd, 29th, 6th, 15th, 7th. Average ranking in those 5 years, 16th. There are 32 teams in the NFL. That is right in the middle. You are hiring an offensive coordinator who's not a spring chicken, if it comes to pass. You interviewed an offensive coordinator who is not a young man and has shown you in his lifetime as an offensive coach that he is the definition of average. As coordinator, he's awful as a head coach. And as a coordinator, he is just good enough to be mediocre. Why would you want that guy? Why? That is the to me, that is the definition of retread hire. You're just bringing in a recognizable name. Now, I heard that Canada was, it was like a handshake deal. And there were just some things that needed to get figured out. Like, was Canada going to wear two hats? Was he going to have more than one? Were they going to make him do a couple of things? You know, like Coach Randy did a couple of things? Was more than just the offensive coordinator at other responsibilities? I heard that was still being sorted out, and it was pretty much a done deal. Maybe handshake agreement. I don't know. And now Hugh Jackson comes in here. Hugh Jackson doesn't excite me at all. And if Ben's back, Bruce didn't exactly make it sound like those two would be singing Kumbaya together. Did you get that vibe?
Yeah.
So that's one that I just don't... I actually get more excited about Dwayne Haskins than I do Hugh Jackson. And Jackson would have a much bigger... would have a much bigger role with the Steelers next year. Now, let me also get into this offensive line coach for a second, because this, to me, is also the height of Steelers' redundancy and Steelers' tendency to cling to things because they've always done it this way. You know, it's what they believe in. This Fraley guy, he was an offensive line coach in Detroit last year. For 1 year. It's his only year as a number one offensive line coach. He's obviously on his ass because that coaching staff got fired. So he's a free man. That's why he's available. Craig, what are the Steelers telling us about what they're looking for in an offensive line coach? What seems to be the thing that's the most important aspect of the whole process?
Somebody that's going to improve the running game.
There you go. The Lions ranked last year in rushing 30th. Oh, well, they were behind in games. Don't judge them on total yards because they couldn't run the football. They had to throw it a lot to come back in games. How about yards per carry? Like, were they good at it when they chose to do it? No, they weren't. They were 26th in yards per attempt. They were bad. They weren't as bad as the Steelers, but the Lions sucked at running the ball. And now you want to hire this guy to be your offensive line coach, allegedly, reportedly. Well, let's connect some dots here. Maybe above all else, what do the Steelers look for in coaches, Craig? What do you think seems to be the number one thing they look for on the resume?
Pittsburgh ties?
Yeah, Pittsburgh ties. Fraley, he went and played at Robert Morris. Kevin Colbert's alma mater is?
I'm going to go with Robert Morris.
Yes. Yeah. He also has this going for him. When he came out of Robert Morris, the Steelers invited him to training camp, and he was around them for a year. And then, oh, by the way, the organization he goes and works for is the one that, you know, Colbert has some connection to. So I just can't. If the Steelers' offensive coaching facelift is Fraley and Jackson, is that a sexy press conference? I guess it's all on Zoom now. But when Mike Tomlin sits down and says, obviously we made some changes, I'd like to introduce you to the moves we've made for 2021. Ladies and gentlemen, a guy who played at Robert Morris, whose offensive line couldn't run block at all last year, and maybe the biggest embarrassment. Actually, I can't say that because maybe Freddie Kitchens was worse. But in the team picture for the biggest embarrassment as a head coach in NFL history, Mr. Hugh Jackson.
Just. Yet somehow Alabama lands Bill O'Brien and Doug Marone.
I know. And there are reasons with both of those guys. You know, they didn't exactly, you know, set the world on fire as coaches, but they both won playoff games. You know, Bill O'Brien, say what you will about some of the idiotic trades he made. He also drafted Deshaun Watson, pretty good move. He won a bunch of division titles. Doug Marone went to an AFC championship game. Hugh Jackson is a laughingstock. He's been out of the NFL for 2 years. I wonder why. And this guy went to, this offensive line coach went to Robert Morris and then went and worked for the Lions, who were just a complete, You know, this guy, another one of these, if he had coached, let me take that back. If he had played at a Division I AA school that was in Pittsburgh, Kansas, instead of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, would he even be on the Steelers' radar? Of course not.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.